brought to you by Penguin.
Deadly Cure by Mahi Cheshire. Read by Emily Barber, Avita Jay, and Roy McMillan.
Prologue. Rhea. Adult cardiac arrest. My pager usually emits a bleeping noise. When it talks, it only brings bad news. A staid female voice speaks amidst crackling static. Adult cardiac arrest. Medical team to emergency department. Rhesus. I start running, out of the doctor's office, down the stairs. Matt, the on-call anaesthetist, follows me, his trainers squeaking as he runs. In the foyer, we pass Khalid, the senior surgical doctor on call. His pager bleeps. Trauma call. Surgical team to emergency department. Rhesus. I wonder if it's the same thing, I say, as he starts running alongside us. Maybe. Either way, looks like all the doctors in the hospital are going to be in the emergency department. Our souls skid as we sprint through a dark corridor. We're on autopilot after a busy night shift, too tired to talk. It's 6:30 a.m. and the hospital is just waking up. Staff arriving for day shifts walk past us in the opposite direction, thick winter coats buttoned over their uniforms. Through the glass doors of the main entrance, first light shows in a murky grey sky. There's an off-kilter vibe of darkness lifting over a day that's not quite ready to start. As we run, my mind returns to the same thing that's been bothering me all night. Fung's voicemail, at the beginning of my shift 12 hours ago. I need to talk to you when you're home. We race through the emergency department and barrel through the double doors into the resuscitation area. The large white-tiled room is separated into four bays, the beds all empty. Light from the fluorescent overhead panels is unnaturally bright. The air smells sharp with the tang of disinfectant. In one of the bays, nurses and doctors in blue scrubs stand, chatting. The registrar, Beau, greets us. There are dark circles around his eyes. What's coming in? I pull on a plastic apron and latex gloves. The powder inside them makes my fingers itch. 31-year-old male, cardiac arrest post-road traffic accident. Matt looks up from his respiration equipment and whistles. Poor guy. What else do we know? He fits together a big plastic balloon-like apparatus with a tube on the end, which will ventilate the patient when he squeezes it. It's a trauma call with major hemorrhage and head injury. The C-spine isn't cleared. This patient has multiple problems, but the priority will be to restart his heart before we can deal with any of the other potential complications. Fractures, internal bleeding, damage to the lungs or heart, any of the things that could have caused his heart to stop. I fill a cardboard dish with equipment for a blood test. Syringe, alcohol wipe, green needle. Mechanically, because I've done this so many times, the arrest calls have become mundane. The doors to the ambulance drop-off point burst open. Cold air bites into my bare forearms below my short-sleeved scrubs. Three paramedics in dark green jumpsuits appear. One pushes a stretcher in, another runs alongside it as she squeezes a bag of blood into the patient's veins. A third paramedic perches on the side of the stretcher, her torso moving up and down, dark brown ponytail swinging from side to side as she does chest compressions. The patient is largely obscured. All I can see is his right arm, long and streaked with dried blood. They come to a stop in front of us. 31-year-old male hit a wall at high speed, says one of the paramedics in a matter-of-fact tone. C-spine blocked. He's had 2 units of blood and 30 minutes of CPR so far. We haven't been able to get an ID on him yet. The nurses and doctors shift immediately into sixth gear. The room fills with movement and noise, people talking rapidly, multiple footsteps bustling over the tiled floor. The team...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?